And it's time once again for our COVID-19 checkup with folks from Peace Harbor Hospital. Joining me on via Skype this morning is Jan Finley, RN, Emergency Department Nurse Manager and Trauma Program Director, Robin Allen, Clinical Services Director, and Barbara Salapata, RN, Medical Unit Nurse Manager. Good morning to each of you.
Good morning, George.
So first off, let's start off with, now, I think every year should be Year of the Nurse, but I understand that this is the Year of the Nurse 2020, and what a year to pick it. Who wants to jump in on that one?
Well, I can. This is Robin. The World Health Organization declared that this year, 2020, would be the Year of the Nurse, and it would, in May, specifically celebrate it. Florence Nightingale's 200th anniversary of her birthday. So this year was chosen to be that. We originally, before all the COVID-19 stuff came about, we had planned some nice events for Nurses Week here to honor the nurses. We still did some celebration of the nurses that week. However, we weren't able to bring in speakers and to do some of the things that we were looking forward to doing because of the social distancing.
And because we wanted to really celebrate anyway, Robin got a bunch of us together and we painted rocks to give the nurses with little sayings on it. We gave ice cream and cookies out, goodie bags, T-shirts. So they did have a celebration, but not as much as Robin would have liked to have.
So was that Barbara that just answered that? Was that you, Barbara?
Yes, it was.
So Barbara, where are you from? I have to ask.
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay. I was thinking...
Notice the Eastern accent.
I was going to say it was either that. I mean, you must be from Philly area, though, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Because you didn't sound like Pittsburgh. You didn't sound like Pittsburgh to me. Well, you know, one of the questions I wanted to start off with was, you know, what are some of the things that Peace Harbor is doing to assure that people at the hospitals and doctor's offices are safe places to come? But before I get to that, I want to ask... How is the nursing staff holding up? Because you guys are dealing with the stresses every day of not knowing what your day is going to be like. Of course, I guess that's way everything. But this added COVID-19 thing has probably made it even a little more stressful. How are the nurses holding up?
I think they're doing really well. We talk about things. The hospital gives us little talking points every day, and we discuss that at our huddles. We have an open door policy. All of the managers come in and talk to us if there's a problem. We have spiritual care involved if they would like to speak with them. We have the employee assistance program for them. So there are a lot of venues that they can take if they're having a little anxiety.
And George, this is Robin. In the very beginning, I think it was a lot more stressful because every day there was a change in what the plan was, how we were going to handle patients, what kind of PPE was available. And I think it's all kind of calmed down. It's our new normal, unfortunately. But most nurses, I think, are feeling pretty comfortable now with it.
And also, this is Jan. I want to say our leadership has rounded in every department through that time daily, especially early in the morning, and that made the staff feel really secure that they had their backs. So infection prevention, our Jason Hawkins and Robin were in the departments, and that meant a lot.
Well, let's talk about the nurse's role in keeping the hospital prepared, keeping the places ready for emergencies and stuff like that. What is the nursing staff role in as far as that goes?
So this is Jan speaking. For patient safety coming in, I'd like to talk about the ED, what we're doing to keep them safe when they come in, because not only are we masking the patient, but we're protecting the patient from us. We're wearing masks, we're wearing eye shields, we have gloves. If we suspect any infectious type of problem, we're wearing the correct PPE for that. And we're doing what we call the Shanghai flow. And that literally means we're keeping our respiratory patients separated from our non-respiratory patients. Luckily, in our ED, we can usually direct room a patient when they come. But if we get to that point where we're full and we're having people waiting in the lobby, we're going to keep our respiratory patients in our ED lobby, and we'll remove the medical patients and have them wait in the main lobby. And we'll actually have them come in and out of the ED in different locations just to protect each of these patients and not cause any spread of any respiratory problems.
So we want people to feel very comfortable in coming to the hospital, because we've really, this whole organization has really stepped up to make sure that it's a safe place to be for both the patients and the caregivers here.
Now,
that's right. Awesome.
Oh,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, now there still is a limit to who can be in the hospital with their loved ones, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. But we do have a virtual iPad where we can contact the family. The nurses call the families, and the patient is able to see them and speak with them. The nurses spend a lot of time with the patients because we have a very good ratio here of 1-4, 1-5. So the time spent with them is to make sure that they're not lonely, to make sure that they have somebody to talk to if they're anxious about being here in the hospital. So I think with that ratio, it's really good. We have a central monitoring system now, which is new to the hospital, which also allows the nurse to have a little bit more time with the patient. There's somebody always watching the monitor down at Riverbend, actually remotely. So I think spending the extra time with the patients has made them at ease.
Well, I think there's an anxiety with the patients for sure, but there's also usually an anxiety with a loved one because the flow of information in some cases is tough to get to. So are you guys able to get that flow to the loved one waiting as well?
Yes, we talk every day to the family. The families are free to call in at any time that they would like. If a patient is having surgery, we actually will call and let them know where they are in the surgery and afterwards how they're recovering.
And also, this is Jan. From the ED point, our nurses can go out to the cars. They are doing that. And we do frequent calls to give updates. And even if the patient does not have a phone, we're providing them with a phone to be able to call and speak with their loved ones, too. And our chaplains have stepped up and said they will actually sit in a car and wait with any loved ones that are real nervous and need that support in their car. So we can do that, too.
Do you have a process set up for identifying the person calling in so that wrong information is not given to the wrong person or right information is not given to the wrong person?
Well, in the ED, most of them are actually entering the hospital with the patient. So it starts right with our registration group that are coming back, letting us know. We're even told which car they're in. We know where they're at. We have the name written down. So it's right on the patient's entry with them.
And we have the patient's permission to speak with them.
Yes, we get that information right on admission, on their admission assessment. We take the family's name and number.
Okay, so if someone calls, you get their name, and that's a pretty good identifier for that.
Right. Yes.
We did talk about, you know, the nurses and how they're feeling about things during this time. Are they overly concerned because we haven't had a whole lot of the COVID-19 experience here per se? You find that they're overly concerned, or are you all overly concerned about the possibility of that happening here?
I think, George, it's one of those things we just don't know. And so we have to continue to take proper precautions and wearing PPE and being very vigilant about that in the hospital as well as out of the hospital to protect others as well as ourselves. Hand washing, all those things that we've been told from the very beginning, it's still very important to continue to do those things.
Now we talked to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's Jan. We also review this daily in our huddles with our staff. When our shifts change, we all meet together and review what we've had and what we need to do. And this process is not slowed down for us.
Now, I think we mentioned both things that Ann wanted us to talk about. Did we not? Do you guys have anything in particular that you wanted to share?
This is Robin. I just want to say that we've got some amazing folks working here in this facility and on our campus that are really dedicated to excellent patient care and the safety of both our patients as well as our caregivers. So anyone in the community should feel very comfortable coming here, knowing that the precautions that we're using are to protect them as well as our caregivers.
That's very good information. Thank you for sharing that. Now, this is our daily, or well, this is our weekly checkup here with Peace Harbor. We're going to go to a bi-monthly thing, so our next one will be on June 16th. Thank you, Jan Finley, Robin Allen, and Barbara Salapata. Thank you all for being here this morning. Good information, and I appreciate all you do there, and the Year of the Nurse couldn't be, boy, a more powerful year for that.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. That's our COVID-19 checkup with Peace Harbor Hospital for this Tuesday.